Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Friday, July 16th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Christians are instrumental at the International AIDS Conference in Thailand. People in Muslim-held countries are reading God's Word online, and Christians come to the aid of Vietnamese believers. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in Thailand as the International AIDS Conference has come to a close. Unlike 2 years ago, Christian groups played a major role. More than 100 faith-based organizations participated. Lynn Arnold with World Vision says they led 19 tracks. He says the secular world is becoming more acceptant of Christian assistance.
They could see the value of a faith-based organization when they actually witnessed World Vision staff being with a person dying of AIDS. They said at that moment it was only an organization like World Vision that could provide support that person needed. There is very much a spiritual dimension to all this.
But Arnold says the international Christian community isn't doing enough to help AIDS orphans and widows.
If Christians aren't being prepared to be there for them as orphans in their distress, or what are we to do in the case of widows whose husbands have died of AIDS? Are we to shelter behind a judgmental attitude? Or are we to follow what we're called to do?
If the church fails here, many who are searching will die without Christ. Meanwhile, at a time when Christianity is viewed as a Western religion by Muslims, Scripture is being read by them over the Internet. International Bible Society's Dwight Anderson heads up the organization's website. Anderson says IBS is offering several different formats of Scripture in Arabic.
Microsoft Word, PDF, and also HTML. We make it very easy for people to download it and redistribute it. Nearly 4 months ago, we placed more than 20 hours of Arabic audio resources online.
Anderson says the audio is being used to lead people to Christ.
People hear the word in their own dialect. I think it has more of an impact. And the ability for somebody to take a CD with an MP3 file on it and play it to a number of other friends or associates that don't have the technical capability or the literacy.
You're listening to Mission Network News. An estimated 200 million Christians worldwide suffer interrogation, arrest, and even death for their faith in Christ. Open Doors works to strengthen the persecuted church and is embarking on a letter-writing campaign for imprisoned Vietnamese Christians. Pastor Nguyen Hong Quang and five others are currently imprisoned on false charges. Open Doors is praying that encouraging letters sent to the Ho Chi Minh City Prison will also impact the prison authorities for Christ. Next, teachers are helping missionaries stay on the mission field longer. Michelle Baxter works with Greater Europe Mission, which is a partner in Share Education Services. It's a pool of educators from 14 different mission organizations.
It's pretty difficult to have one educator know all the needs from a child from kindergarten all the way up through high school. And so if we pool all the educators in one area, then we can all work in our area of expertise.
Education is a concern of all missionary families.
This one of the top three reasons that missionary families come home is because they don't feel the educational needs of their kids are being addressed, and that's where we step in and try to help.
All sorts of teaching positions are needed, including kindergarten teachers, speech therapists, and educational counselors. It's a perfect opportunity to make an eternal difference, not only in the students, but also for those the missionaries are able to help while they remain on the field. And finally, radio is responsible for training thousands of Christian leaders in China. Since the beginning of 2004, Transworld Radio's Seminary on the Air, or SOTA, saw the number of first-year students increase 567. That brings the total number to 1,500. They're then responsible for training two second-line leaders each, meaning at least 4,500 people will be trained. Even more are needed, though, as cults are spreading because of inadequate training. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the compelling video on AIDS orphans in Africa by Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's an inspirational video on Buckner's work with AIDS orphans in Africa and their efforts to share the gospel with them. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.